So, today I'm struggling with figuring out if I want to take the Kink Contender to the bowl and ride like I normally ride, just carve the shit out of the bowl, or if I should take the Specialized 415 Fat Boy, which has got the geometry for vert, and grab some air out of the bowl. It's an idea. I wouldn't mind. Life would be good if I did. Well, life would suck if I did and I crashed. Because it is a mid-school bike, and I haven't weighed it yet, but I can guarantee you it's 39 plus pounds of Taiwanese steel. Specialized. It's no Trek Subvert, I'll tell you that. I've been trying to track down a Trek Subvert 3.0G for like 5 years now. Just, I don't know. Some bikes didn't make it that long in mid-school, apparently afterwards. And I think that a lot of people just let them go and they rotted and people threw them out. I don't know. Somewhere there's a Subvert in somebody's garage growing, you know, cobwebs and shit like that. And I tell you what, I really do want one. I miss my Subvert. I know exactly every single part that I had on there too, and I make an exact copy of it. It only came in one frame size too. And that one frame size was perfect for me. God, I love that bike. Every single time I go out for a ride, man, I miss that bike. Because I'm like, man, if I had the Subvert, yeah. Things like that. Bike weighed 46 pounds. Yeah. That's when street was street, man. 46 pounds. Pounds. It was the best goddamn half pipe bike I ever owned. That's the reason why I miss it. I mean, you know, anything better than that would be an S&M War Pig. Damn near the same bike. God's honest truth, I think the War Pig was actually built after the Subvert. It's got everything that the Subvert had. Even the weight. Even when people put 36 spoke wheels on there and aftermarket cranks and shit like that, man, I tell you what, that goddamn fucking War Pig is still a heavy bitch. But the frame is basically designed the same exact way. Double-butted everything. Even things that don't need to be double-butted. God, they overbuilt the shit out of them bikes. Quarter-inch, thick, fucking dropouts that are larger than a 16-tooth freewheel. Damn. Hub-protecting front dropouts. Damn. And I'll tell you what. Man, life would be so good if I had another one. The only bad thing about the damn fucking Subvert was, it was a lower chainstay U-brake, and, you know, you can't modernize that. There is no possible way, unless you modify the U-brake, to put a 9-tooth driver on it. I mean, you have to run minimum 11 tooth. So, that being said, it's still good. I mean, I'd rock that thing 36-13, man. It'd be my favorite prize bike. And I'm talking, dude, I got like bikes that are worth like $5,000. I'm talking mountain bikes. We're talking BMX. full pro builds. And you know what? Man, I'll tell you what, that goddamn Subvert would get so many miles put on her. It would just take me back. Man. It's not like reacquiring your first car. Because your first car is always a pile of shit. Unless your dad's a yuppie. Rewards you for fucking your straight B report card at the end of your fucking sophomore year. Some pile of shit car. That is way better than everybody else's pile of shit car. Now, we're talking your first good bike. Now, I'm not saying the Trek Subvert was technically my first good bike. But it was my first good vert bike. The thing was on point. Solid bike. Solid build. Had a hand in building it, too. Not at the bike shop. I'm talking like fucking my word was in there when they were assembling that thing for the first time. I actually owned two of the American-made custom-built test rigs. Oh yeah, those ones were fucking heavy. They weren't double-butted. They were just thick-ass tube all the way. And we double-butted it after. Sunday's like dent-free tubing. Okay, let me inform you on this. The Specialized 415 Fat Boy that I want to take out today, that was a thick bike. But the Trek Subvert, that's a thick-ass bike. That is a thick bike. That frame must have weighed 10 pounds. Bare, bone stock, no fork, no nothing, just the fucking frame. And Sunday's out there like, yeah, dent-free tubing. Man, you take a fucking Eastern baseball bat, slam that shit into my fucking Trek Subvert, you dent the baseball bat. That's how strong this frame was. Never done that, you know, really, but allegedly, I mean, that's probably how it would be, but no other bike did I ever see ejected off of a, you know, like a 14-foot half pipe off the back of the goddamn fucking deck, you know, up top of the half pipe on a 8-foot air over the deck. Because I felt wind and I was getting pushed over the deck. So I just said, fuck this shit. I'm not fucking coming down and slamming on the deck. So I, kicked the bike away, and it was just enough inertia for me to fucking miss the copane as my body was, you know, tumbling towards the fucking stage of the half pipe, you know, the flat part. I made it out safely, but as I was coming down the side of the vert ramp into the bottom, I could hear my bike. It didn't hit the damn fence of the fucking the deck. It went over the fence of the deck, and you could hear it in the background as the pegs and the sides of the wheels and the handlebars were fucking bouncing off the blacktop. I was perfectly fine. I slid down to a halt, got up, went to acquire my bike, got on it. Not even the bars were bent out of position. The neck didn't even move. Tell me, Sunday, would your fucking modern ass piece of shit bikes do that? Nah, the frame would crack. Because, okay, understand this. A 14-foot half pipe, the stage, the bottom, is a foot off the ground. So, 15 feet plus 8 feet is where that bike was ejected. That's how far this bike fell to its, you know, stopping point. I'd say demise, but it didn't have a demise. It was still rideable that day. And it bounced couple times. It was still bouncing as I came to a halt. And tell me this, Sunday, would your bike do that? No. I'd be like sending the damn Sunday bike back to Sunday, asking for a warranty on the frame, and they'd be like, what the fuck did you do? And I'd be like, well, I ejected it 8 feet over the fucking deck of a 14-foot half pipe, and it landed on the blacktop full force. And, yeah, it snapped the fucking front triangle. And they'd be like, well, that does not void the warranty, but that also isn't a warrantied thing. So we can't really warranty this bike. Allegedly. I wouldn't get a bike back from fucking Sunday for that. That's far worse than what Sunday designs their bikes to do. Because they don't make a fucking vert bike. All their shit's part of that goddamn tech bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Tech riding bitches. They get all excited over little tiny ass obstacles. Like, oh man, I could do like 15 peg taps on that fucking ledge. Fucking stupid bitches. Well, it is what it is and ain't what it ain't. But you know what it is? It's time for me to go. I gotta go inside the house and do some cleaning up.